Carol the Hare used to take pipe with some tobacco. And Tatastha, impartial judgment. We have to understand all these things. The Guru generally, any point connected with Krishna to make himself known to the environment. Come to me. Come to me. But what an I? Gradually you will come to know. First call, come to me. I am such and such, in a general way. Then, as one will advance more and more, he will grab knowledge particular after particular about you. Then he asked Galadhar, a great saint has come here in Navadvip. Will you go to see him, Pandit? Galadhar, he is very fond of saints. Yes, I shall go. Where you will take me there. Then Galadhar Pandit, young boy, at 16, 17 years, was taken to that saint's house. Galadhar Pandit saw he is sitting on a good sofa, curled hair, and that is also brushed in a good style, and very scented oil is also mixed there, and he is in a pipe, tobacco smoking in his pipe, and that is also very gorgeous type. And so, at heart, Galadhar Pandit, he hesitated and thought otherwise. He told that he will show a saint. This is the type of a saint. What is this? He's a man which is dive deep in luxury, tobacco, smoking. That was also in a gorgeous way, curled hair, scented, and the sofa, the bedding, all valuable, so many ornamented houses ornamented, and he has come to show me a sadhu. What is this? Mukunda, he could understand the mind of Galadhar Pandit. His heart, he could. Then he, in a good voice, he was a good singer, Mukunda. He began singing a shloka in Bhagavatam. Aho bakiyam stanakadakutam jihangsaya paya dhapasaddhi levi gotin dhatu chitang tadannam kongva dayalum Saranam Bhajima. The Bhagavad Slok. Okay?
Tata Vidya, how much?
Material baggage, Madhya, Panchashtaka, Mata, Chata, Nila. The Slok from Bhagavatam was chanted by Mukunda very sweetly. After the death of Putana, after Putana is killed, Krishna gave him the position, very high position, that of his own nurse in Goloka. He granted Putana. He killed her himself by sucking her breast, Putana. You know the tale of Putana. Putana was the sister of that Bakarakas, Baki. So her name was Baki, Baka. His brother, he was a great demon. And her sister, Baki, means Putana. Putana was sent to search after Krishna. They are all agents of Kamsa sent to Vrindavan, because Kamsa heard when that Devi Katrayani slipped from her hand and he wanted to dash her into death, but slipped her hand and went up and told, "Who will kill you? He is growing in Gokula." This was told by her. Then Kamsa was wondered, what is this? Then he had some suspicion that in Gokula the Krishna must be growing. So he used to send so many demons in search of Krishna and if possible kill him. So Putana was sent. She came with the garb of a very affectionate lady. "Oh, Yashoda, you have got a very beautiful, good child, child. I have heard. Where is he? Where have you put it? Oh, you have put him in such neglected condition. How hard is your heart? You don't know to nurse such a beautiful child." The priest took the child and put in his breast. Krishna, of course, he knew everything and waiting for the same. And when put, sucking her breast, says that sucking was with such tremendous force, that he came out with his real figure, a gigantic figure, and cried, "Has lost, dreadful figure," and died, of hell died, Putana. And then Krishna granted her the position of his eternal nurse, Dhatri. To hear this slope, "Aho bukijam stanaka lukutam jiranshaya payanadam prasanti devhe gotim dhattu jitam." The Putana, that people, lady demon ke kival de? Demon, women demon?
Yes. Demoness.
Demoness?
Yes.
That demoness, Putana, he went to kill him. And he is so gracious, Krishna is so gracious, that he rewarded her with the position of eternal nurse of him. So kind. So, leaving Krishna, whomever I shall go to worship, such a grand and gracious and kind Lord, who approaches to kill him, what to speak of worshipping? He is going to kill him. Going to kill him, and he granted him that eternal position of his own nurse. So gracious, so kind, where shall we get? And leaving him, whom shall we approach for worship? This is the purpose of the slope. Mukunda, he chanted in a sweet voice, and it entered into the ear of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. The change came in his mind, and the body also left the pipe fell on the bed, began to move, began to cry, then tearing his hair, then tearing his dress, tearing the bedding, his convulsion continued, And from the bed he fell on the ground. There are also compulsion has been there. That can't be stopped. That can't be stopped. Then Gadadhar Pandit was very much afraid. Oh, what is this? How great the devotee in his heart. I misunderstood him. Only a slok of Srimad Bhagavatam was chanted, and so much love, high divine love, dawned in his heart that he forgot himself totally. All this luxury, all these things, even his body and his groaning in the bed and the tearing things. What? The sloka Bhagavatam sloka has given such impression, such an impression in his heart, such a great devotee he is. Then after an hour or so, on Mubavasa, I don't know, is when it was finished, then Gadadhar Pandit came to Mukunda. I have committed offense to this great saint. I thought that what sort of sadhu you took me to see? He is a man of luxury. His dress, his body, his hair, polish, all these things, smoking. What sort of sadhu? But you are very kind to me. You chanted one sloka of Bhagavatam, and I saw what change the sloka brought in this great holy man. With my own eyes, I saw all these things. Now, I think first I took that he is what sort of saint he is. I have committed against him. Now try to deliver from that offense. In this way came. Then Gadadhar Pandit told that one thing. My Lord is Sri Gauranga. I shall ask, take his permission. I have not yet taken any initiation. If anyone is to enter into the line of devotion, he must have initiation. So, I have not yet initiated. If I take initiation from this holy man, then as guru, he will forgive me all my offenses, and then I will be relieved. Then you please ask whether he will accept me as his disciple or not. And I am also to ask my Pandit. He is my guardian. Then Gadadhar approached Nimai Pandit, Gauranga, Sri Gauranga, Sambhav. That is the proper man to initiate you. He has come here from Chittagong. Already Mahaprabhu began to cry. Premanidhi, his title was Vidyanidhi. Mahaprabhu used to call by Premanidhi. That Pundarik Vidyani. Bhavri, Pundarik, Bhavri, Bhavri. Mahaprabhu, inspired by the feeling of Radharani, suddenly he is crying one day, Pundarik Re, Bhavri, Pundarik Re, he is crying. Then this Mukunda and others return, Pundarik. Who is he? Pundarik is a sadhu of our neighbor in far off place. Then Pundarik must have come, Mahaprabhu. Is crying, taking the name of Pundarika, Bhavri Pundarika, who my father Pundarika, inspired with the feeling of Radharani. So, then he went. Then Mahaprabhu, yes, I know, Pundarika, Vidyanidhi, Premanidhi, my father has come, you take initiation from him. Then he, Gadadhar Pandit, took initiation from Pundarika. Pundarika, Vidyanidhi, outwardly, he is a grihastha, a man of luxury, but inward, he was a great devotee. master. His friend was Swarup Damodar, was a very intimate friend. And once he went to Puri, and so happened that in the front of Puntadip Vidyanidhi, the Pandas of Orisha, they knew clothing put on Jagannath. But since that clothing was not washed, there was some some application of rice boiled water. What is that? Rice is boiled and then some water.
Starch.
Anything that was smeared on the cloth, and without washing that cloth, that has been given to put on Jagannath. Then Puntadip Vidyanidhi told these fellows, they do not know what is shastric practice, holy practices, do not know these Uriya people, they are savage. They are half civilized, they are without washing, and they are going to put on such cloth, which is that mar, that the cut extract of rice that is there, and they are putting. Then at that very night, Jagannath and Balaram appeared in his dream. And what do you say? You have come to find fault with my servant, Sarvita, here. A long way you have come to see me, and you are finding fault with my the eternal or daily Sarvita. And both of them began to give slap on both cheeks of Pundarik. On the morning, Pundarik saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi, that a few of his cheeks have been swelled by the slap of Jagannath and Balaram. Then he went to Swarup Damodar. You see, friend, I committed some offense. Jagannath is so gracious. He does not care for the defect of his devotees, his attendants. But I took some offense. And so, when both Jagannath and Balaram this night had punished me with slap, and both of my cheeks I swelled. So, some of the Swarup Damodar knew his value. Hey, you are here, you have got the favor of Jagannath's punishment. We do not have such favor. You are so great, you are so intimate devotee of Jagannath, that they have come, come to punish you, but that punishment we did not get any day. You are fortunate now in this way. This is Pundarik Vidyanidhi, very intimate devotee. So much so that he is told to be the father of Radharani, that Vishvanu, prince. Incarnation. His day of appearance is also today. That another Das Raghunath, you perhaps, every one of you, have heard his name. He was the son in the Hugli near Bandel station, that side, a Jamindar's son. At that time, their income was 20 lakhs. And 12 lakhs to be given to the Muslim Badsha king. And 8 lakhs net income. Only one son, father, and elder uncle, elder brother of father. And only one son, Raghunath. And his heart He began to cry for Krishna consciousness. When Mahaprabhu, after sannyas, he went to, on the way to Vrindavan, he went to Ramkedi, and after seeing Rupasanathan came back here, stayed in Advaita Bhavan, Raghunath anyhow got permission from his father and he came to see Sri Chaitanya Dev at Shantipur, Advaita Bhavan. And Mahaprabhu several days stayed there, and Raghunath also stayed so many days there, always praying, how can I get rid of this protection of my guardians? I want to follow your path. I want to follow your footsteps. But I am a rich man. I am under the strong rule of my father and of my uncle, greater uncle, elder uncle. How can I get rid of in this way? Then anyhow Mahaprabhu told him, be calm and quiet. Don't be very frivolous, and don't be very strictly a renouncer, but as much as necessary, you take the help of food, etc., everything, food, bed, everything. Don't do too much, neither enjoy more enjoyment nor more renunciation. Follow the middle path, yukta vairagya. Sthira griha yao naha batut. Don't be mad, but go on in the mid, follow the middle way. And then Krishna will be gracious enough and he will give you relief. Release from this bondage. You go home. With this benediction of Mahaprabhu, he went home. And anyhow, once he met Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu blessed him. All these things you find in the book. Then one day, anyhow, he managed to escape from his home and went to Puri. About 15 days perhaps he used to walk. Only 3 days he took Anna Prasadam by Bhiksha. Otherwise, on other days, anything into the water or little milk, and begging anyhow. And 16 years he lived in Puri without most utmost vairagya, means abnegation. He used to to beg prasadam from the gate of Jagannath temple. Sometimes he used to take food from the chhatram. Lastly, we are told that the prasad of Jagannath, which even with his extra superfluous, given to the cows of Jagannath, the cow also could not eat it for its rotten scent. That was left to some place. Raghunath used to collect that rotten prasadam of Jagannath and took on his quarter, and with much water he used to wash them. And whatever little solid prasadam is found, applying some salt, he used to take that. He went to Mahaprabhu, Raghunath, he is taking prasadam in this fashion these days. Mahaprabhu was shocked. He went to see. Just one day he was present when Raghunath was taking that sort of prasadam. Mahaprabhu took it forcibly and ate it. And see, I have eaten many types of prasadam, but so sweet prasad I have never taken. I have never taken so sweet, so tasteful prasadam. Raghunath, you take such prasadam every day and you all deprive me, deprive us of such prasadam. How Jagannath gives you prasadam? How sweetness is here? In this way, Raghunath. His conduct was such. He was a son, only son of a big jamindar, and his case was such, Vaidak. Then after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu, Raghunath went to Vrindavan. He did not like to keep up his life any longer. He thought, from the top of Govardhan, I shall fall down and finish my... But there he met Rup Sanatana. And thought, oh, Mahaprabhu has not gone. He's still here. In Rupa and Sanatana, he could find Mahaprabhu living in their writings, in their behavior, in their fashion of discharging the duties faithful to Mahaprabhu as ordered.
Mahananda. Mahananda,
I've
just moved
around from the camera. So, Das Goswami, oh, Mahaprabhu is living in Rupa Sanatana, so I can't live this world. So very closely he followed Rupa Sanatana, and what they wrote, he studied, he himself also wrote many passages, many fine, beautiful devotional passages he has given us. So much so, he is considered to be the Acharya Prayojan Tattva. That is the highest end of our life in Gauriya Vaishnava school. That was given by Raghunath very, very clearly. That is Radha Kainkarya. Radha Kainkarya. O Krishna, he is addressing to Radharani. My reverend lady, if you are not propitiated with me, this low servant, then I do not want anything else. Neither you want this Vrindavan, nor my life. Even I do not like Krishna. I don't want to have Krishna. His grace, if I do not get you with him, I want your grace. I want your service. We cannot venture to approach Krishna for his direct service. You can do it. And we can help you so that you can help some time and use our energy for the service of Krishna. And we are, you are. Our highest point of rich realization, fulfillment of life, is with your service, not direct service of Krishna. In this way he has given. And this is the Siddhanta of the Upanishad Vaishnava. Radha Dasya Radha Kainkarya. So, Prayojan Tattva Acharya Raghunath Das Goswami, his birthday, day of appearance is today. This is the appearance and the disappearance day of Vishwanath Chakravarti. You might have heard about him. He was a Brahmin on the other side of the Ganges of Gadi, this Devagram, a great scholar in Sanskrit, an erudite scholar, a vast study of the different scriptures. He had very elaborate commentary of Bhagavatam given by Vishwanath Chakravarti, and also Gita, commentary on Gita, Rasikaranyam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given two interpretations in Gita, one Vidyadharanjan by Baladev Vidyabhushan and Rasikaranjan by Vishwanath Chakravarti. He dealt about the very sweet aspect of the Leela, Vishwanath Chakravarti, especially in Gita and Bhagavatam. In Bhagavat he has very, very elaborate commentary. And so many other books also. He has also shown as Kaviraj Goswami in Govinda Lilamrita, full 8 hours, 8 prahar means 24 hours service to Krishna. And this Chakravarti Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita there, the 24 hours service to Radharani. That is given by him, how it is possible. And many books, Kiran Bindu Kana, Sanatana Goswami has given Brihad Bhagavatamrita, a substance, a short history, summary, as given by Chakravarti Thakur, Bhagavatamrita, Amrita Kana, a drop of nectar. Kana means drop, and nectar, Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami, a summary of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, given by Chakravarti Thakur. Kiran Ujjal Nilamani, the very high order of Madhurya Rasa Vilasa, Gopi and the Krishna Giva, it is described, related in Rupa Goswami, Ujjal Nilamani. And Nilamani Kiran is a of the gem of Ujjal Nilamani. In this way, very short description of what is found in Ujjal Nilamani by Rupa Goswami. Kiran Bindu, Bhakti Rasamrita Bindu, Sindhu, the ocean of this Bhakti Rasa, the juice of devotion given by Rupa Goswami, and the Sindhu Bindu, a drop of the ocean. And so a very short book, he has given the summary of all these great books written by Chakravarti Thakur. This is the day of his day of disappearance. Lastly, he left everything and resided in Radhakunda. And his name was, Babaji's name was Harivallabha. Vishwanath Chakravarti, Sanyas name, Babaji's name was Harivallabha. And there he lived last day. And disappeared. Another two gentlemen also day of disappearance. One was Bharati Maharaj, our god brother, a senior sannyasi of Prabhupada. He was a good preacher. And Siddhanta Maharaj is continuing his mission in Calcutta. Another Parvat Maharaj, he preached in Orisha, near. Is where this Advaita Das has come. Advaita Das has gone to attend this annual ceremony, day of disappearance of Parvat Maharaj, and also the annual festival of the Math has gone to attend that. He also was a very good preacher. He was born in this Sarup Ganjas from the beginning. From his childhood, he saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Next door, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Surabhi Kunja, he built and lived there in his last days. Parvat Maharaj, at that time he was Haripada Bhatta Desi. He told me, I saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur is chanting very with high, at the highest top of his voice. Just as a man calls for another person who is far off, crying hard, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to take the name as if he is calling Krishna, who is very far, at the the highest pitch of his voice, Hare Krishna, in this way, he saw him chanting Hare Krishna. His birthplace is Sarupganya, and young he went to our Guru Maharaj and lived for some time in Puri, and then got sannyas and the priest, hard worker, very, very hard worker. We found him. From sometimes in Gauriya Math Utsav ceremony period, at from 8 to 98, he is wandering and begging for the service of the Lord. We found him. Hard worker. And also very, only 2 paise, today suppose, four anas muri, this fried rice, was he took it, and the whole day delivering bhiksha at the service of Guruji. I found it. From the day of disappearance of these two godfathers of for this day. Hare Krishna. So anyhow, by our good fortune, good luck, from previous karma and sukriti, we have come in connection with such thought. Brahmanda bhamite kono bhagya vangi. The appreciation, our soul, that is the witness or evidence for it. Our inner approval, that we have come to such a thought which can be thought to be the highest realization of life ever conceived. Krishna consciousness is the highest realization, and anyhow we have come to its connection, and we are trying our utmost that we may go on. Forward, we go forward on this way, until and unless we come to our highest destination. Destination that our superiors, our guru or guides help me in our feeble attempt, that one day we may go on their, up to their feet, and may be allowed to get direct service from them. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Sant Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupad ki jai, Vishnu Priya Devi ki jai, Pundarik Vidyanidhi ki jai, Raghunandan Thakur ki jai, Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu ki jai, Bharati Maharaj Padmapati Maharaj ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur ki jai, Aisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai, Bhaktavinda ki jai, Navadvip Dham ki jai, Chaitanya Saraswati Maharaj. Makari Saptami. Makar means Madha. Makar. Sankranti Mark. Present Mark. Makari Saptami. Warming and waxing. Waxing fortnight of the month Magha. Which is represented by the symbol of Makara. Generally a class of fish that lives in the sea. In the Jyotisha, astrology. Saptami, the seventh day, in the waxing moon, in the month of Magha, Magha. Rashi Chakra, 12 months, 12 emblems. This day, the day of advent of Advaita Acharya, Mahakali Sapta. Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is told to be the incarnation of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu. Jagatkarta Maya Jasya Chittada Tashi Vatara Evaya Advaita Acharya. Who is that day background of the whole misconceived area? Purushatvaya, Karunabdhi Sai, Godbhuda Sai, and Chiroda Sai. These three incarnations of Vishnu, Narayana, the relativity with this misconceived world, and three form and three phases. Mahavishnu, Sadashiva and the Mahavishnu, almost similar. One aspect is devotional function towards the higher, another function to supervise and manage the misconceived area of the whole, between misconception and a proper conception. Brahma is the buffer state, the marginal line. On the other side, the beginning of the specified differentiated area in the spiritual realm, that is Sadashiva or Mahavishnu, the worshipping stage of the conscious area, all devoted that current towards the center, the first trace from this side, and the last trace from this central side, nearby Maya. That is Mahavishnu Advaita Acharya. On the other side, the inner side of Vaikuntha and Brahmalok, that side is when Shiva, a devoted Shiva, a devotee Shiva. And after crossing the Nidvishesha or the non-differentiated part, when again differentiation found in the illusory area, there is Shiva Maya, Mayadhisa Shiva, Mayapati Shiva, Mayanta Prakritim Vidyam, Mayinanta Mahishwaram. Jiva soul as a general, when master of Maya and not within the clutches of Maya, misunderstanding, misconception, that is Mahavishnu, Karunarna Vasai. He is in a plane, by his ingit. A slight suggestion. The working in the misconceived area can be Tallinga Bhagavan Shambhu in Brahma Sangita. The day from him coming and entering into misconceived area, that is Shambhu passing that non-differentiated conscious and the half-conscious area. Coming, the ray coming, the focus coming into dark area, from the true conception to the misconception, like a breeze coming. And that is at the bottom of the whole creation. Karunarnava. This fluid substance, the mixing with misconception, the first mis-